I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
My heart does perceive.
My heart does perceive.
You're really not talking to my neighbor.
You're not talking to my neighbor.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to start with giving you a little lesson about how come the church is so disabled. Sometimes in our eyes, sometimes because of what we've been taught. But the foundation stones need to be exposed where we live.
Amen.
And I want to kind of give you a little bit of insight that may be helpful so that you'll understand why the church failed for 2,000 years. And this is taken from a book called Two Kinds of Righteousness by E.W. Kenyon. And it's actually chapter 12 that I'm going to proceed to give you some insight. So if you'll just close your eyes, I just want you to digest. The church does not appreciate what she is as declared in the Word. We have been taught that we were unworthy and unrighteous, that we were weak and had no faith, for so long that it has become a chronic disease. We look with fear upon any message that brings relief unless it is a message of works. If we could sacrifice something, if we could pray long enough and hard enough, if we could confess our sins enough, then in some way we might get straightened out in our spiritual life. The whole package is wrong. Righteousness comes by faith. It is not gained by works, by repentance, by crying or weeping. Neither does it come by the way of begging. It comes only by the way of faith. Man has always sought to get righteous by works. If we thought we could become the righteousness of God by praying for a certain number of hours, we would do it. If we were told that someone had obtained righteousness by confessing all their sins since childhood and by making restitution for them, we would be willing and make the effort. Righteousness does not come that way. It comes by faith, not by your works, but by Christ's work, not by your tears, but by the tears of our Savior. If every one of us knew that we have righteousness in us, we would become entirely independent of circumstances. If we were as conscious of being the righteousness of God as we are conscious of being weak, unworthy, we would not be sick any longer. We would not be held in bondage to want and poverty. If we were as conscious of our identification with Jesus Christ and our oneness with Him as we are conscious of physical pain and physical need, we would never have pain and we would never mention our needs to anyone. This new sense of righteousness, this new fact of righteousness, this new discovery of our being the righteousness of God in Christ gives us a new sense of freedom in Christ. It utterly destroys the sin consciousness and the weakness consciousness and the want consciousness. In their place has come the all-absorbing reality of Christ. We know that He is our righteousness and that we are the righteousness of God in Him. He is with us in all. He is with us in all His abilities and strength, in all His completeness and fullness. We are not afraid of circumstances. Say, wow.
Wow. Oh.
I am not afraid of circumstances.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, go ahead, repeat it.
I am not
afraid of circumstances.
Because he whispers, fear not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Notice it's not you strengthening yourself. I will help thee. It's not trying to help yourself. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He is with us. He is the God of the new creation. He is our strength. He is upholding us with his righteousness, not yours. We cannot fail. We cannot be kept in bondage. This gives us a new liberty in prayer, a new sense of authority as sons and daughters of God. To use the name of Jesus, a new joy in fellowship with the Father. There is a new freshness in the Word. It has become literally his Word to us and in us. Its absoluteness grips my heart. We have not realized it before, but the Father and Jesus are speaking to us. The Word is the voice of the Father. He is not speaking to multitudes. He is speaking to each and every one of us. He declares that we have become the righteousness of God in Christ, in him. We know that we are what he declares us to be. Then there comes a new sense of mastery. We are coming into our rights, our legal rights in Christ. Our steps are sure now. No longer is there any uncertainty. We are not afraid of what the day may bring forth. We know that it means when he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. We know what it means when he says, you are of God, my little children, and have overcome them. He is talking to us, the sense of mastery, the strange new dignity of sonship sweeps over our hearts. We understand what it means to be under orders from heaven. We are ambassadors. We are clothed with authority from heaven. Luke 24:49 says, but tarry ye in the city until ye be clothed with the ability from on high. The ability from on high. Clothed. The ability from on high. Not your own ability, not your developed ability. Now we understand that Jesus meant when he said that demons and the forces of darkness would be subject to us. Weakness, fear of failure, the little kingdom that once ruled the world have been subordinated by Jesus Christ. Jesus conquered Satan. Every Satan-ruled force is subject to his name and his nature.
Yes.
When you manifest his name and his nature, they will flee. It not might flee, will flee.
Will.
He puts Satan, all his works, under our feet. Try that one on for size. Say, he put Satan.
He put Satan.
And all his works.
Under my feet.
If I declare it. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Now we know what redemption means. We know we have become the fullness of him. That filleth all in all. We know that of his fullness we all received, and grace upon grace upon grace. It doesn't stop. We know that we have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It's a gift. We reign as kings in the realm of life through Jesus Christ. We begin to understand 1 Corinthians 12:3. No man can say Jesus is Lord but in the Holy Spirit. Now we say it as new creations, conscious of our standing and our rights. There's an inner knowing on the inside of my heart. When I speak the word, it will manifest. Satan's dominion has been broken. The lordship of Jesus has begun. We shall not want because we are one with him. He is the vine. And in case you forgot, we're the branches. We are the fruit-bearing portion of the vine. We are his lips. We are his hands. We are living with him. He is living in us. Unseen but real. We walk with him. All this righteousness gives us. I debated this morning about giving you that chapter. But you see, what I'm trying to show you is we've already declared the chapter before we opened it up. You've declared it out of your own hearts. Each and every one of you gave a piece. You gave a little tiny section. But individually, it is a corporate word. I'm just confirming what you've done. You are not strangers in this land. Some people say, oh, we're strangers in the earth. BS. Sorry. I mean, that comes straight out of hell. I'm not a stranger. I am an ambassador.
Amen.
Everywhere I go, God definitely goes before me, and he does it before me.
Come on. Amen. Come on.
And he does it miracle after miracle after miracle to astound what he's doing as I take a step.
Amen.
This is something I didn't share with anybody because I was really under a press not to build myself up. And the Lord said, get over it. Okay? Get over it. So if you can't see Jesus in me on this one, all I can tell you is get a new vision.
Get over it.
I am leaving John's place about a week and a half ago. I've had some quality time with the two of them in the office. And I'm driving down Palmer Road. Those of you who know Three Rivers, driving down Palmer Road. I'm doing about 30 miles an hour, and I'm seeing a young man walking on the side of the street. He's not walking on the sidewalk, and I can see the puff of smoke. Well, that's a turnoff, but that's irrelevant. The Holy Spirit says, are you going to pick him up?
Oh, yeah, you did. You told us that.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you all of it.
Okay.
I told you a little bit left after. So, long story short, brought him to his house area, talked for at least 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and it was awesome. Now, a week later, I'm in the city. I've done some exercise and stuff that I needed to do. And I'm heading home, normally by the back road, Red Bridge, blah, 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 which is where I usually do. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to take the turnpike today. Okay, so I took the turnpike. And in my heart, as I went by the turnpike entrance, etc., I'm thinking, this is strange. Why should I be taking the turnpike? And I heard it, yes, take the turnpike home. Well, in my brain, it also says, well, you're going to get charged again. Okay? Anybody know about the dollar signs?
So
So I said, well, too bad. He's paying the bill, not me. Because he told me to do it. So I go by the nursing home, where Bob is, and I get a snap vision of the young man from the week before, which is kind of strange. And I thought, okay, this is cool. I am now going down the same road, Palmer Road, heading towards home. And who do I see but a young man with the same toque on his head? And I start shaking inside. There's an awareness, there's a life force within me that is now just vibrating, and I'm excited. And I said, yes, yes, that's Eric. And so sure enough, I pulled up, and he threw his cigar away, or cigarillo or whatever, got in the car, and he's shaking. And he grabbed my hand, because we got to get out of the traffic, of course, and I'm going to head up towards where he lives. He says, no, I got to go down the street. So now I go to this first set of lights. I park in a parking lot, and we talk. And he's so excited. I can't believe, because I gave him my card. I gave him the phone number, but he never called. And he says, I argued with myself. I said, well, that's not a problem. I do that all the time. I've done that many, many times. It's no big deal. The bottom line is, now we chit-chat about all kinds of things. I tell him what I believe the Lord has told me to say to him. And I said, please consider making an application at the nursing home in Palmer. Oh, he says, my girlfriend already talked to me about that, that I might go there because of his background. So now I said, okay, so where were you going? He says, well, I'm going to the little store just down the street, not even 500 feet. So I drive over there, I pull the Yui, and he gives me a hug. And the Holy Spirit said, that's a fake. Get out of the car. So I get out of the car. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going with you right now to the back of the car. And so in the middle of the public park, I give him a hug. He hugs back like he's like hungry. And I said to the Lord, I gave him a word. I don't remember what came out of my mouth. So don't ask me that. I have no clue. That was the Lord. But as I was leaving him, I shared with him that I used to work right up the street. We could see the building where I used to work. And I was the exact same age as him when I made a commitment to the Lord, walking on that same sidewalk. Jesus doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. But the coordinates of the highway would not ever have made that second connection. I'm still waiting for the next call. Because he wanted to know. He said, well, why don't you call me? I said, no, the ball's in your part.
All right now.
I am not going to do your homework for you. So close your eyes. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Direct my path.
Direct my path.
Show me what to do.
Show me what to do.
And the grace to carry it out.
And the grace to carry it out.
And I declare that I'm righteous by faith.
And I declare that I'm righteous by faith.
If I declare it enough.
If I declare it enough.
One of these days, it'll be my truth.
It will be my truth.
Not somebody else's truth.
I will be righteous.
Because I'll believe my confession.
Romans 10.
9 and 10. Says, if I declare with my mouth
that Jesus is Lord,
it will be. Will I declare
that I am righteous
by faith in his work for me?
By faith in his work for me.
And I am righteous.
And I am righteous.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive it.
I receive it.
And I will show.
And I will show.
His righteousness.
His righteousness.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.